Trusting God when we can't see where he's taking us, or when it looks as if we're heading toward a cliff, is an act of faith. Faith is the subject of Hebrews 11, as we are told in the very first verse. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is simply believing God, having absolute assurance that he is completely truthful in everything he says. Faith has definite content, even though that content may be unseen. The issue in faith is always the object of our faith, not faith in faith itself. God calls us to have faith in an object that is big enough and worthy enough to merit our trust, his own person and promises. Some things just aren't worthy of our trust. For my wife, small airplanes fit into that category. I had a speaking engagement one time in a place that was hard to reach by a commercial airliner. So our hosts told us they were going to send a 4-seat private plane to pick up my wife and me. But she wasn't buying it. "There is no way you are going to get me in a little airplane like that. I am not going." I tried to talk her into it, but she wasn't about to board that plane. So I used my preacher approach and said, "You don't have enough faith." But she said, "No, you don't have enough airplane." We worked it out so that we could travel on a commercial airline, and my wife went with me. I said to her, "I see that your faith grew. That's because your airplane grew." The reason many of us have small faith, especially when we are going through trials, is that we have a small God. That's why the most important doctrine for a Christian to understand is the doctrine of God, because your view of God will determine the size of your faith. Faith is being persuaded that God always tells the truth. So when he says, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you," Hebrews 13:5, you can take that promise to the bank. By the way, it's no coincidence that this verse comes at the end of Hebrews. The author had been saying, "Do not turn your back on Christ and walk away." And then he closed by saying, "You can make it, because God will never turn his back on you and walk away." God never asks anyone to act on so-called blind faith. The message of Hebrews 11 is that many people took God at his word and triumphed even when things were at their toughest. The heroes of Hebrews 11 can say to us, "We've been where you are going."